for righteousness. It is as if God said, ooh, Abraham believes me, so I'm going to count that as righteousness. This is where the concept, the Reformation concept, comes in, justification by faith. Genesis 15:6. This passage is quoted as many as four times in the New Covenant. And all of these are quoted regarding issues about salvation. And we're going to be looking at these in just a minute. Believing God is the cornerstone of the Jewish faith. Although it's often seen as if this way, circumcision, the sign of the covenant, is not the cornerstone of the Jewish faith. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians 5:6, for in Messiah Yeshua, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. I want you to remember these four words. Faith works by love. Let these words sink into your mind and sink into your heart. This is the cornerstone of the Messianic faith.
Sorry, folks. A little too much breeze up here.
Can someone kill the fan, please? Faith works by love. See, it really does. It's like, you think of it another way. Faith by love works. Faith by love produces works. I remember early on as a believer in Yeshua, it was a time that the Lord told me he was going to answer my questions. And I gave him some of the toughest questions I had, and God gave wonderful answers. But I remember asking the Lord, how does faith work? I was pretty young in the Lord at the time. And the Lord one time had just later after that spoke to me and said, Ted, tell them what I mean by love. I said, well, Lord, you said faith works by love, and it dawned on me what that meant. How do you define faith? Well, that's belief and trust in God and Messiah. Love. 1 John 4:10 says, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, or the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We're going to be looking over a number of the passages now in the New Covenant that quote Genesis 15:6. You are saved by faith. You cannot be saved by works. Quoting Romans 4, 1 through 5. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something of which to boast, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. We all know we are saved by grace through faith in Messiah Yeshua. The scriptures are clear about this. But amazingly enough, confusion arises over this very issue, over people you would think would know better. And it's even done over some scriptures that are just misunderstood. I've heard some false gospels come across just in some odd places. You know the Bible verse, Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Yeshua is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, I know some people who will say confession is a requirement for salvation. Messianic friends, no, it's not. And they'll point to that Bible verse to say, yes, it is, because look at this, look at Romans 10:9. Oh no, confession is a result of salvation. It's that belief that's a requirement. Really, if you're going to look over a number of scriptures, you're going to like the same way that some people look over Romans 10:9, you'd have to say a lot of other things are requirements for salvation that really aren't. Take a look at Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Yeshua the Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And people say, see, repent and be baptized. So they're saying water baptism is a requirement for salvation. And I'm going to say, no. The Bible says, believe in the Lord, your Yeshua and the Messiah, and you shall be saved. Are you saying water baptism is a requirement for salvation? I could go through every one of the Bible verses that people quote about this and show them why it's not saying that, actually. I mean, really, if you're going to collect the number of things that people will add up as requirements for salvation, it gets crazy. Acts 26:20. I'm going to quote the second half of the verse. The second half of the verse says that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance. So I'm going to say, are you going to say to me, okay, you're saying repentance is a requirement for salvation, okay. Are you going to say works of repentance are a requirement for salvation too? I mean, really, that list can get pretty long. What we have going on here is faith working by love, faith producing the works. The gospel that you see in the new covenant is not just simply an empty faith. It's a faith that works. It works by love, the love of God. You have faith in the love of God, that Yeshua laid down his life for us, shedding his blood to save us from our sins. You have the result works. And when as you see from the scriptures, when the gospel shared, resulting works are also mentioned around faith, salvation, and Yeshua. Good works are the result of salvation, and they're not the requirement. And then comes another passage where Genesis 15:6 is quoted. Which is James 2:20-26. And to really describe what's going on here, it says, you are saved by faith. You cannot be saved by an unproductive faith. And wow, have I seen confusion go on about these Bible verses. James 2:20-26. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see, then, that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. There are people who believe that James here is refuting the Apostle Paul. Scripture doesn't contradict itself. And what people who aren't real believers in Yeshua will say, they'll quote James 2:24 and say, see what the scripture says here? You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only? See, it's not by faith alone. And I would reply, it says, of course we're saved by faith alone in Yeshua the Messiah. We are saved by his person, his work, nothing more, nothing else, and neither is there salvation in any other. The scripture's clear about that. Faith produces works, but works don't save. But let's take a look at what James is really talking about. The word faith, words faith works by love. Now, let's take a look at James 2:14. And when it mentions faith, we're going to mention faith which works by love in this. James 2:14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, which works by love, but does not have works? Can faith save him? The answer to that question would be no, because it doesn't have love. I mean, yes, you could see that works are missing, but what's really being mentioned in this passage is that love is missing, because faith works by love. Read this in context, verses 15, 16, and 17, right after it. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. It's dead without love. Without the love of God in faith, it won't work. Faith works by love. There are people who claim that this passage in James 2 is teaching that salvation is by faith and works. They'll say, well, it's by both. You know, I've read, like I was reading our Roman Catholic doctrine. I was reading the Council of Trent, and it quotes James 2:14, and they'll say salvation is by works. This is in the Council of Trent, and Vatican II actually doesn't change that. Even Martin Luther, who was originally leading the Protestant Reformation, he looks at the books of James, he sees this passage, and he wonders if the book of James actually belonged in the Bible. My Messianic friends, we have to be careful about teachings of men. I mean, yes, we do receive teachings, but we have to weigh everything according to the Word of God. We're really following God through His Holy Word, the Bible. There are matters that really need to get tested. Like before, mentioning about confession. I remember that there are people going around teaching, and I think it's, they're believers, right? Or you want to receive Jesus as your Savior? Make the sinner's prayer. Now, I'm not against the sinner's prayer. You can show your faith by doing the sinner's prayer. But the sinner's prayer of itself, the sinner's prayer doesn't save. It's faith that saves. We could show our faith by making that prayer. When I received Yeshua as my Savior, I received Him by faith. And I remember one time on a retreat as a new believer, in my college days, I was talking with this older couple that just happened to be there. It was mostly young people. And they asked us if I made the sinner's prayer. And I said, well, what I did was I received Yeshua by faith. And they didn't seem comfortable about that. Well, things went on. And the leader in the group, when we were all together, was leading, said, everybody's, we're all going to make the sinner's prayer. So we all prayed it, and I prayed it. And after I prayed it, that woman that spoke to me before was two seats behind me. With her arms folded, she said to me, after we all prayed the sinner's prayer, and me too, and she said, okay, now you're saved. It's like, what? I received Yeshua as my Savior before, and I'm not saved until I actually made this sinner's prayer? No, that's a result of salvation, the sinner's prayer. And actually, it's not necessarily that prayer. It's confession. But you see, false gospels can even rise up among true believers in Yeshua. And this is something to be careful of. Another passage, quoting Genesis 15:6, which is Galatians 3:1-7. And my comments on this are, you are saved by faith. You cannot be saved by adding works to faith. Oh, yes, faith produces works, but works don't save. But it's not that you believe in Yeshua and then you have to add your own effort to save you. No, it is, the scriptures say, it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. That's from Philippians. But let's read Galatians 3:1-7. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yeshua the Messiah was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Yes, we are saved by grace through faith in Yeshua. The Holy Spirit does the work in us, and it's not we ourselves. We are not just saved by grace through faith in Yeshua. We are also sanctified or set apart by grace through faith in Yeshua. There are some of those who say they're believers in Yeshua, and they will say, we are saved by grace through faith in Yeshua. Ah, but they also say that we're sanctified by the law. They'll say something like this. You could hear this in different ways, but it's something like this. Oh, you believe in Yeshua as your Messiah to save you and forgive you of all your sins? That's wonderful. Now that you do, you need to keep your salvation by observing the law of Moses. That, my messianic friends, is a lie of the devil. We are saved and sanctified by grace through faith in Yeshua. We're not saved by keeping the law of Moses. That's dividing faith in Yeshua with faith in yourself. Saying, oh, you know, it's like believing in yourself as your own savior and Jesus as a, or Yeshua as a co-savior. That's blasphemy. You can't do anything to save yourself. And not only does this passage in Galatians teach us that we're saved and sanctified by grace through faith in Yeshua, all of Galatians talks about that. Clearly, it's the point the Apostle Paul makes in Galatians. Someone tries to sell you this line that we're sanctified by the law. You say to them, well, have you ever read the book of Galatians? No, we're not saved by adding works to faith. You are saved by faith, which works by love. That's Galatians 5:6. For neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. There have been people who assert that, oh, you know, if you're going to be made right with God, you've got to be circumcised. What it was is a sign of the old covenant. Water baptism is a sign in the new covenant. Circumcision doesn't save, and neither does water baptism. These are outward signs of our faith. The Apostle Paul was very fervent on this subject about those people who believe you're either saved or sanctified by circumcision. He says those people who preach that you're saved by circumcision. He was saying these people that, you know, let them get circumcised. He even said, let them even emasculate themselves. That's like saying, let them just go ahead and make themselves eunuchs. To put it politely. But I read this and I was like, ooh, that's actually some very strong words the Apostle Paul uses. And I realize, yes, rightfully so. They're preaching a false gospel. And the Apostle Paul was very firm against this. And we need to be firm in the faith in Yeshua. Then the question about repentance again. Is repentance a requirement for salvation? It depends on how you weigh the question and what you're defining as repentance. Faith repentance is the requirement for salvation. Works of repentance are the result of salvation. But together, this is what's called repentance. Repentance is faith working. And yes, it's faith working by love. The scripture says, well, don't you know that the scripture says the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? So, let's diagram this. To put this most simply, faith working by love. Faith plus love equals works. Faith plus the love of God equals works. Faith plus love equals its salvation. That is the true gospel. Faith minus works does not equal love. Faith minus works does not equal salvation. That is licentiousness. It's a dead faith. Faith minus love does not equal works. Faith minus love does not equal salvation. That's an empty religion. It's a superficial faith. And this is the surprise. Faith plus works does not equal love. Faith plus works does not equal salvation. That's legalism. That's a counterfeit faith. Because the real gospel is faith plus love equals works. It's a productive faith. It's faith expressing itself by love. It shows itself. It's fruitful. This diagram, this picture, I think, expresses this well. The engine of faith is fueled by the coal car of love that pulls the caboose of works. Now, some people say, well, I don't like the way this picture is. It's like works is like something just tacked on. It doesn't seem like something that's part of it all. Well, it actually is very much part of it all, because the reason why you have the engine and the coal car is so it can pull something. It pulls works. It also brings about salvation, because faith works by love. What we need to do is to believe God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Romans chapter 4, verses 22 through verse 5:1. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised Yeshua, our Lord, up from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Messianic friends, Abraham believed God. Let us do so also and encourage others, because faith works. It works by love. Let us pray. Father God, we come to the name of your Son, Yeshua the Messiah. We thank you that your love has been expressed through your Son, Yeshua, who died for each and every one of our sins, no matter how filthy or rotten we've been and done. We've done nothing that can earn salvation. There's nothing we can do that brings salvation, no matter how simple it is. All we can do, Lord, is trust in you by faith. Receiving you, because you did all the work. And it's for the praise of you, God, through your Son, Yeshua, that deserves all the praise, all the glory. And the righteousness comes from you. And we thank you all so very much for that, Father. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.